Now we've got Kirk in California on the line who's dealing with a patio issue. Tell us what's going on.
I have a 1974 house. In the back, I have a patio that I believe was probably poured in the 70s, too. It's about approximately 20 by 14, cordoned off into about six quads, separated by 2x4s. And under the eaves, with a little bit of rain we get, and along the main walkways, it's kind of getting worn down a little bit. And I wanted to know how to preserve that.
Okay, so first of all, in terms of the patio itself, if the surface is wearing off, you can use an epoxy patching compound on that surface. You know, Quikrete makes a whole bunch of products that are designed just for that. You want to make sure you choose a product that's designed to stick to concrete and one that's designed to be a patch. Because if you try to use any type of just regular concrete or mortar, it just won't stick well. It might look good for like a week and it'll start to chip and break apart. So you want to use one that's really going to adhere very, very well.
Okay, but how about with the epoxy? Will it still give it the original look?
Actually, if you do it to the whole patio, it'll look like a completely new patio. It will be actually quite attractive. You can get it in different colors as well, okay?
Okay, I'll try that. Okay, thanks so much.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.